Am I right or am I wrong? March Madness and the NC2A tournament are in full swing. We're super excited. Brackets going well. Duke almost lost. It's been exciting. But there's something criminal that's going on that has been ignored, and I'm bringing it to the light. We wrote an article on unafraidshow.com about the finances of the NC2A, how the billions are generated, and where those go. But that's not the criminal part. The criminal part is what's happening to these families. And it was brought out by Kelvin Sampson, the coach at Houston. He talked about how he's gotten calls from parents crying, saying that they can't make it to games. They can't afford to come see their kid in the NC2A tournament. They said they'll sleep on the floor, in the room, in the hotel, anywhere. They just want to be in attendance to see and support their kid. What kind of sense does that make that these parents who come from are economically disadvantaged can't come see their kid generate millions for everybody else? Through the first round of the NC2A tournament, coaches have collected $5.2 million in bonuses. They have sold of almost $1.5 billion in ad revenue. That's on par with the NFL. That's more than the NBA, MLB, and the college football playoff. The Pac-12, every school is getting $1 million over the next 6 years, just from Oregon making the Sweet 16. So now, when Wisconsin had to fly out to San Jose, when Syracuse or Baylor played in Salt Lake City, these families have trouble getting there because some of these kids come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. It's a matter of pay the rent or go to the game to see my kid. But George, they're getting education, free education and opportunity. It's not free. You're working your ass off for it. And yes, an education is a big deal. But where in the United States can you generate millions of dollars for other people and not be even able to trade on your name, image, and likeness? And if you do, you're punished for it. But George, it's opportunity. They get an opportunity to go to the NBA, NFL. Only 1% of college athletes actually end up professionals. 1%, that's it. My family drove 13 hours from LA up to Eugene on Fridays and then back down on Sundays. That's 26 hours. That's more than an entire day. You don't think that was taxing on their relationship, taxing on their marriage, on my sisters, like the rest of the family? Yes. So doesn't it make sense that the family should at least be able to get there? I can't see a world where that's okay. Am I right or am I wrong?